Vov Teves, Sunday the 24th of December, Rabbi David Eisenberg. What? You're also a Levi? This week's Torahway has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Yeshaya ben Reb Moshe, that's Reb Yeshaya of Kerestir, Zichron Levocha, by family Zevi Tesla.
Okay. Good morning, gentlemen. As always, nice to be back. Bo Hashem, we had the source of spending Shabbos. Shabbos in Golders Green. Yeah. Hashem. Mitz Hashem anymore. There was a well-known saying in America when young men got smicha. This is not recent. This goes back at least 30 years. But I think people heard this. When you had... When people got smicha, they used to say you needed to know two things. Number one, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Because Kriyas HaTorah, middle of laning, you don't really have the chance to go ahead and to start looking and finding the answer. Everyone wants the answer, they want the answer now. With most things I've found, if people call you up with a shayla, you could say, could you give me 10 minutes, I'll come back to you. But yeah, sometimes it's over an hour, you know, sometimes you have time. Lashra is time sensitive. Kriyas HaTorah is time sensitive. People are saying they're waiting. Nu, ru, vuzukster. And the other thing you have to know is Rav Moshe Feinstein's telephone number. So if you add those two things, because you can call Rav Moshe for anything, and Kriyas HaTorah, you never had a chance to call him. You couldn't say, one second, let me call Rav Moshe. We're in the middle of laning here. It's not going to work. So Kriyas HaTorah sometimes brings up the most interesting challenges.
Yes.
And one of the things that I found... In my, I wouldn't say long tenure, but in my tenure as a Rav, is something that I think is true for almost any job. But it is that when we're in yeshiva, one of the things they don't prepare us for is being organized and time management. And I believe time management and organization are key to almost anybody's success in what they want to do. You come on time, people respect you. If you're the Rav and you come late, people don't respect you. Oh, the rabbi's always late. The rabbi's always late. When is he coming? 5 minutes, 10 minutes? You know what the rabbi is like. He never comes on time. Or you know, they ask the rabbi a shayla and he doesn't remember, he doesn't know. They come back to you 2 weeks later. No, did you look? Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I have so many things to do. It's okay, everybody has to find their own mahalchin within managing themselves. You get an email, make sure that if you read the email and you said you're going to answer it later to yourself, that you have a mahalach that you'll remember to answer the email later. Otherwise, people come back to you 3 days later. It's considered very rude. We sent you a shayla and an email, you never came back to us. But one of the things that goes with management, and sadly this time we mismanage, and it happens to everybody. When you have bar mitzvahs, and especially when you have bar mitzvahs of people that are a little bit under the radar, I would call them. People that are not as from the family, comes just for the bar mitzvah, after the bar mitzvah they go away again, you don't see much of them, you don't know much of them, they don't really want to know much of you either. And we had one of those bar mitzvahs recently that lent itself to a very interesting shayla. Because the bar mitzvah started, it was a Thursday morning already. I saw that I was on the left, on the back foot. I showed up on Thursday morning and all these cars are parked around. And I said, so many cars, normally we don't have so many cars. And I came inside and I realized he was there. I said to myself, the office forgot to put in my diary that he's having his aliyah today. The Seder, okay. So I'm already running behind because normally I would come early, I would help him put on his tefillin. I'm running behind the Seder. They had a video man, so the guy standing there with a camera, I'm not sure what they were expecting to see, that they needed a video guy. You know, a lot of these people get a surprise. They think this is going to be a call up, it's going to be an exciting thing. And they come to davening, and it's davening. And here's 50 people that don't know Benyaminim or Smolim, don't know how to open up a siddur, have to sit there for 40 minutes before the fellow gets an aliyah. So just looking, maybe something's going to happen soon. They're just going. You know, you just watch and there's a whole bunch of people just swaying back and forth. And how long can you watch someone swaying back and forth and be respectful? And there's 30 women in the Ezra Snoshim. I mean, they've made a big thing of this. says 30, imagine the same. You have 30 ladies in Ezras Noshim, you have a whole bunch of fried people in there. Ezras Anoshim, the Bar Mitzvah boy, is sitting there all proud with his new tefillin, not sure what to do with himself. And finally, the photographer is ready to take the pictures, and the video guy is ready to take his video, and it's really, everything's geschmack, and then now comes the, we've taken out the Sefer Torah, and they put it down, and we've called Kohen, and we've called Levi, and now we're ready to call Yamoid, you know the big Yamoid that you have to do for the, okay, yeah? So Yamoid, what's, and you go over to him, what's your name? And he says, Shmuel ben Yaakov HaLevi. And we, at that point, I think there was this collective, like, pardon? He says, Shmuel ben Yaakov HaLevi. But we've just called Kohen and Levi already. And you look around and you say to yourself, I've called Kohen, I've called Levi, there are 60 people here that would have never, ever come to davening if not for the fact that this fellow had his first aliyah today. They've paid for a photographer, they've paid for a video fellow. I cannot give them Hagba. I cannot give this boy Hagba or Galila. It's not going to work. Is it some first aliyah for Bar Mitzvah? You want to give him Hagba? The Bar Mitzvah Bocher should get Hagba? He says, I thought he had a speaking role. No, we've cancelled his speaking role for today. He's going to get Hagba or Galila. I don't think they would have taken that. I don't think they would have taken very friendly to that. I was speaking to my friend yesterday, who was my Mahsanya, and I said, you know, if it happened to somebody from, in general, you know, we don't make such a big fuss. Okay, so somebody takes a smartphone, takes a picture. So if you didn't get an Aliyah on Monday, you get an Aliyah on Thursday. But here, this is Thursday, Shabbos is ready by Mitzvah. This is the event that everybody's come out for today. And if I don't give this fellow an Aliyah now, we're going to have some trouble. We're going to have some serious trouble. So, Lamaisa, thinking on my feet, I said to the Chazan, I said, call him up. I said, call him, and I'll tell you the lumdus behind it. I had to sit down afterwards and work out the lumdus behind it. I had a lumdus that I was working with at the time. I called up last night, Dine West time, and sometimes you call up people with shyness. So when you call Rabbonim and with standard shyness, or even a little bit out of the box shyness, then most of the time, it's like, you know, I called him with a shayla, he says, that's a complicated one, what'd you do? You know, like, you know, so I told him what I did, he said, okay, you have to give me some time to look into this one, because this is very out of the box, but let's go through it slowly. Let's go through the sugi a little bit, let's go through maybe some of the heterim, and let's see where we can get up to with this. So the Mishnah in Gittin, there's a Mishnah in Gittin enough, Nutesom and Aleph, that says, Eiludvan Tomepnei Dakishon, these are things that we say we made Dakisholim. You have Kohen Koyarishon and Achrav Levi Achrav Yisol. The order of calling up at least the first three aliyahs, what happens after the first three aliyahs already in Machlek is in Rishonim, if you can start another set of Kohen Levi Yisol or not. But the first three should be if you have a Kohen, and then afterwards a Levi, and afterwards Yisol, we made Dakisholim. The Gemara then on Nuntesima base asked the question, where do we know this halacha from? So Gemara brings a whole bunch of different psukim, and then the Gemara says, well, if there's a whole bunch of different psukim to tell me where we know that the Kohen should get called first from, then it cannot be that it's Mimnei Dakisholim. Then it's Daraisa. Because we have psukim that are telling me that you have to call the Kohen first. So Gemara changes it around. And this is already the first great lesson to be learned in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we learned the Dakish Enochanami, you call a Kohen first because it's Dairaisa. But there's another Indian of Dakishon which is the following. It says when you have a Ke'ora, let's say there's two people that are eating together. So the halacha is, if two people are eating out of one plate, they have to be eating together. Let's say one of them says, I'm sorry, I need to be excused for a minute. They've both paid together for this plate of chips. They went to a chves, they went to a restaurant together. Two bochrim, they're being cheap, so they bought only one thing of chips, a lot of chips, and they're sharing the chips. In the meantime, one of them's going to go be excused, the other one's going to finish them off, he's going to come back to three little burnt chips. So the halacha is, shnayim, if there's two people, mamtin and zeleza bekaora. If two people eating out of the same kaora, they have to wait for each other. Shloisha, if there's three people eating together, so then you can't expect that the two other people should have to wait for the third person, then they don't have to wait for himself. And what about if you want to give kovod le-rabbi? If you want to give kavod to somebody, so you're allowed to give kavod. If you want to give somebody to eat first, you know, if he's the Rebbe or something like that, you can say, yeah, we're giving kavod to you. We're not going to eat without you until you come back, or we'll wait for you, or we'll give you the biggest portion. Whatever you want, you can give kavod. Says the Gemara, Mipnei Dake Sholem, you're not allowed to give kavod to anybody when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. Because imagine the situation. You have over here a kohen. And the kohen says, I know I'm supposed to get kohen, but I want to give kavod. Rabbi so-and-so is here from Eretz Yisrael, the grace of Tam Chochem, the grace of Odom Godel. I'm moichel on my aliyah of kohen for Rabbi so-and-so from Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes Taka, you know, he's Taka worth being moichel because he's a grace of Tam Chochem. Says Gemara, what would happen then? What would happen the next week? The next week, there's another Rav that comes from Eretz Yisrael, and they come to the Kohen again and say to him, Mr. Kohen, last week you gave up your aliyah for so-and-so. There's another great Rav from Eretz Yisrael. I don't really hold of his hashkafas. Yeah? Or, I once asked him a shayla, he gave me a psak that was very, very iffy. Forget it. To me, it's not Nishkin Godel. Imagine the politics. Imagine the fights in the Beis HaMedrash that could happen. And then the local Kohanim are going to say, you know what, right, you have to give up the Aliyah. And the local Talmid HaChacham are going to say, what, there's only Talmid HaChacham in Eretz Yisrael? There's no local Talmid HaChacham over here big enough for you? He has to have a beard and live in Kiryat Sefer? It's going to become an entire fight. It's going to become a tremendous, tremendous machloikis. Zok de Mishnah, it nei darke shalom, it is also for the Kohen to give up on his Aliyah. Even when there's a godel ador in the room, you don't give up the aliyah. Why? Because afterwards it can get very, very hairy. Yes, sir. Okay, so somebody told me recently that happened at Rav Chuna's. In Rav Chuna's Beis HaMedrash, they were probably soimich. There is a halacha that says that in certain people are passing like this in certain Batei Medrash, that you can call someone af apish eino kohen. That you're saying, oh, but Mechilas Kohen. The Kohen is Michael, and that, you know, in certain Batei Medrash they make it like that. But in general, most shuls will not be made like that. And most shuls they'll call the Kohen. Anyway, no matter who's there, however big the Talmud Chacham is, unless they send out the Kohen. And the Kohen goes out. And again,
they didn't send out
the Kohen. That's what I'm saying. So some call even Avabishena Kohen. Some have the minik to call even the fellow's not a Kohen. You call him, finished. And that's the minute, you know, I'm not going to be mafakuk after Rav Chuna was a godel mamish. So, you know, there is definitely what to be soimach on. But in general, the minig olam is not to do like that.
If there were two chiyuvim, then he would take kohen.
If there were two chiyuvim of what?
Two chiyuvim.
So he wanted to give you so. Then he would take kohen to be able to give. Right, okay, fine. Okay, I hear that. So that's what happened. It happens sometimes. When you have two chiyuvim Yisraelim and you have too many kohanim, if you have one kohen in the room, so often when there's two chiyuvim Yisraelim, you can kick out the kohanim, but one kohen and finish. But when there's six kohanim in the room, it starts getting nakishmak. You have to go to every single one, and they all have to go out, and they have to come in. So then you can be soimach, Rav Chuna was soimach on the dais, that would say, you can call somebody who's a godol even over the kohanim, and I guess because he was the Marda Asra, he had a right to do that as well. He can say, I'm the Marda Asra over here, for that I can get a kohen. So he got inside a kohen, and then without two more aliyahs of Yisraelim, and then they could call up the two, they could call the two chiyuvim. Fine. As I'm saying, there is a tzad to be made like that. Also, the different mahalchim. And in general, the psak is that most people don't call Yisraelim themselves kohanim. Okay, so there's no kicking out a kohen. There's no such thing you can kick out a kohen. Let me rephrase that. What you can do is you can tell the kohen that to chiyuvim and ask him if he's willing to be moichel. If the kohen is not moichel on his kavod, so then you're at a standstill. Some paskin like Rav Chuna would say, okay, the kohen was not moichel on his kavod, but we as a shul still feel that we want to give the two people a chiyuvim, so we will call af apishein a kohen. Most shuls will say, okay, if the kohen is not moichel on his kavod and he remains there, then we have to give the kohen an aliyah.
You're saying you're allowed to ask the kohen in the first place to be moichel.
You are allowed to ask the kohen, but the kohen has a right. The kohen has a first right of refusal to turn around and say, I don't want to be moichel. Many times, in general, the kohanim, the ones that I've seen are moichel. They're not, you know, especially when there's two chiyuvim. Stam, we're not going to ask the kohen to go out just because you feel like calling somebody, you know, some shmerel. You know, let everybody get a chance. Okay, you know, that's not a reason to kick out the kohanim. But when there's two people that have chiyuvim, so then sometimes if they have equal chiyuvim, then they'll have to matel a girl. If they don't have equal chiyuvim, then you'll have to take the one that's a chiyuv above the other one, but the other one will be insulted. Well, you know, it's my yartzeit also. Yes, it's only a brother, and he's got a yartzeit for a father, so I know I have a lesser yartzeit. You don't want to start with a whole mess. It turns very messy. People get very, very emotional, and things can get very, very messy, which is why I'm saying that this is such a great halacha that the Shulchan Aruch, that the Gemara says, Mimidaki Shalom, don't make things messy. Keep it simple. And if you keep it simple and you keep things, and I've learned this again, in my short tenure as a Rav, one of the things that we do, one of the things that a lot of Rabbanim and shuls like ours do is we don't eat by anybody. We don't eat by anybody in the Kehillah. Whether they are the frumest person in the Kehillah and the friest person in the Kehillah, for sure not, you don't eat by anybody. And the reason for that is, if I start eating by Yenim and not eating by Yenim, then people get insulted. If the rule is across the board, the Rav doesn't eat at people's houses. And then it's not insulting. If you have to start choosing and picking, that's when people get insulted. So same here, we don't choose, we don't pick. You make a generalized rule, Kayin always gets Kayin. Now the next Gemara speaks about what happens about two Kayanim. Can you call two Kayanim, can you not call two Kayanim? So the Gemara says, Abaye says, Ein Shom Kayin is part of Chavilif. If there's no Kayin, you don't call another Kayin. You don't call a Levi, you can go. And then we said, Abaye says, Ein Shom Levi, Kayin. So he says, what do you mean? If the ancient Kohen is part of Chavila, an ancient Levi, Kohen, how does it work? If there's no Levi, it says you should call a Kohen, but if there's no Kohen, but if you have already one Kohen, the halacha is you cannot call a second Kohen, so what do? There's no Levi, so you can't call a Yisrael, but you can't call another Kohen, so what should we do? So my answer is, you call Ba'oisa Kohen. Right? Because of the Begam. The Gemara says there's something called Begam, that we don't want the Kohen to be considered, that we say that the first Kohen is no good. And they say, we don't call a Levi after a Levi because of Pagam of Shneim. So the Gemara says, why is there considered Pagam? Pagam means that people will look askance at this Kohen or will say, this Kohen is probably not a real Kohen. Because if it was a real Kohen, why would you call Yaakov the Kohen, and right after calling Yaakov the Kohen, you call Yeshaya the Kohen? That doesn't make sense. Elamai, the first Kohen, we must have found out that the first Kohen wasn't really a Kohen. And because we found out the first Kohen really had an issue with his Yichus or with his Kehuna, therefore we're calling another Kohen. So you can't do that because you're going to make the first Kohen look bad. And the Gemara says another thing, that by Levim it's even worse. You cannot call two Levim after each other, but by Levim there could be a Pagam on both Levim. Meaning, I could say the first fellow we thought was a Levi, but it turns out that his father married a Mamzeres or Nesina, and therefore this child is a Mamzer, and he's not going to be a Levi, and that will be a Begam on the first one. Or we could say that the second person we found out wasn't really a Levi, and therefore we're calling him for number three as a Yisrael, because he never was a Levi. We're calling him as a Yisrael because he is a Yisrael. So therefore, by Kayin, we say the problem is only the first Kayin. By Levi, it could be either one of the Levim that we have something called a Begam. And therefore, the halacha is, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuflam and Hey, Siv Ches and Siv Tes, you cannot call a Kayin after a Kayin, and if you have a Levi, you don't have a Levi in the room, what you do is you call the first Kayin, and then you call him first Kayin the second time. This way, there's no Begam of anybody. And you cannot call one Levi after another Levi because you have Begam of the two Levim. That's what's paskin in halacha. So it seems pretty obvious in halacha that you cannot call two Levim one after the other. As I stated before, Shulchan Aruch. Right? Beyond that, there was a shaila that was asked of Tzvi Pesach Frank. The Hatzvi received the following shaila. We all know one of the things that everybody likes to bid for, Mafti Yoyna. Mafti Yoyna is the Chagos of Hashivos, and they say some people say it's a Hoshvazach, and it's a Grace of School, or whatever, everything that goes with it. But there was once a bidding war in a shul, and two Chevra are bidding for Mafti Yoyna, and it's heating up, and finally, one guy wins it, and Yankel the Levi bid for Mafti Yoyna, and he won the bid for Mafti Yoyna. And they come to Yom Kippur, and he's all excited, and suddenly the Gabba realizes, wait a minute. Normal Mafti, you can call a Levi, because you're allowed to call a Levi for Achrayim, and you're allowed to call a Levi for Mafti. But Mafti Yoyna is being read when? Mincha of Yom Kippur. Mincha of Yom Kippur, there's only three aliyahs. So there's Kayin Levi, and then what? And then Yisrael. But the Levi bid for Mafti Yoyna, and he bid an exorbitant sum of money for Mafti Yoyna. So if he doesn't get mafti yoina, he's going to lose a lot of money. So the shy in the center of Tzvi Beis HaFrank was, here the mokib hefse meruba, are you allowed to give this levi mafti yoina because he's bid so much money for mafti yoina, he can't even take it? And the Hatzi Paskins, no. You cannot give him after Yonah. Because you cannot call one Levi after another Levi. So that made things even more complicated. Because I thought, you know, at least standard psak in Shulchan Aruch, you say, standard psak in Shulchan Aruch, of course, is correct that you shouldn't give two Levim. You're stuck in a corner, like this case of the after Yonah, I would say you're stuck in a corner. Maybe you should at least there, you'll have a mokim lahoka week. The guy spent so much money after Yonah, give him his after Yonah. Sedratzi Pesach, he cannot have his mafti yoina. One second, in the back over there, did you want to say something?
No,
even then, if there's no kind, what do you want to call to Yisrael and then a Levi? Pardon? So that's a shaila if you can do that or not. That's not so poshut. It's not so poshut you can do that. It's a machlek is showing whether you can do that or not. Or Sedratzi Pesach Paskins, it seems that we don't do that. Yes, please.
And the under bit that can say I don't have to pay anywhere near that amount because he's pushed me up for false pretenses.
Kenzan? Kenzan, but the problem I don't know what the halach in a mominus would be if the fellow, because we could turn around iur afsad anafshei. You bought it, you should have realized.
Would it be if I had known that he's doesn't have a right to bid?
No, I'm saying, but the levy is stuck paying. The levy will have to pay it anyway, I think, because the levy made a mistake. You bid for something. Imagine you go into an auction and you bought something at an auction, sold a seed. And then you have, afterwards, you buy a car and you spend whatever it was on the car and you take it out and you turn it on and the brakes is not working, this is not working, sold the scene. Sorry, sir. That's the risk you take at an auction. Same thing over here. You the levy auctioned, he bid for it, he didn't realize, tough luck. Maybe an economy, maybe if the gabba would have realized, you should have said, look, I don't know if it's kedai for you to bid because you never get this aliyah. But once the levy bid for it and he bought it, he can't have it, it's tough, he'll still have to pay for it. I don't think the second guy will have to turn around and say, I don't think they can, but if he wants to now sell it to the second fellow, if the second fellow is a good businessman, he'll probably get a good deal after Yonah, what should I tell you? Yeah? But the first guy will have to pay whatever it is to the shul. I don't think he has a choice out of it. So how do we get around this? Okay? So the Gemara over there speaks about, one of the Gemaras that we speak about over there was Mipnei Anichnosim Mipnei Ayotzim. So that was one of the Tzadon that I maybe had. The Gemara finishes off on Nun Tetzim and Beis in Gittin. It says, Uleman, Ili Yoshvim, Hakochozalei, El Eli Yotzim. The Gemara says, if you're saying that if people remain behind, so let's say everybody remained behind, and we called another Kohen instead of a Levi. So you called Yaakov the Kohen for Rishon, Reuben the Kohen for Levi, and then you called five Yisraelim, and then you say Kaddish. What will happen? Anybody who looks at this, will they say that one of the Kohanim was possible? Would anybody say that the first Kohen was possible? You can't say the first Kohen was possible, because I lay in seven Aliyahs, and if I lay in seven Aliyahs, if the first coin was possible, I'd have to lay in an eighth aliyah. So therefore, he says, for those people who remain inside, they won't have any begam. They won't have any shaylas. Because you count up the aliyahs and you see, wait a minute, okay, I counted the aliyahs. It must be that they're both kosher kohanim. Elamai, he says, it's for the yotzim. If somebody walks out, they might have said, wait a minute, I was there for the first three aliyahs. I had to go because I had a meeting, whatever else. I had to go, I had to take care of something. And I didn't see how it finished, but the first three aliyahs was very strange. I saw they called Yaakov the Kohen, and then they called Reuven the Kohen. Must be Yaakov's Nishkin Kohen. So the Gemara says, for the Yotzim, because there are people that walk out, that's why we have to be Machmir, we have to be Machmir not to call two Kohanim. What happens if there are no Yotzim? Yeah? As it is in our case. There were no Yotzim. There was no one that went out. So then, I don't know if anybody would say, well, okay, it must be that the first guy wasn't a Levi, or the second guy wasn't a Levi. So maybe they're already at a, you have a tzad l'chalik, because you have no yotzim, nobody's leaving the room. However, I'm not sure, because it could be that only works by two kohanim. If you call two kohanim and then five Yisraelim, you could say that the haraya, that the second kohen and the first kohen must have been both kohanim, because if they weren't, then I wouldn't be able to call another five. The first guy must have been a Kohen, the second guy was called as a Kohen, Mim Kohen Levi, and then another five aliyahs. But when I called Kohen Levi Levi, and there was nobody that left the room, what will people say? The second guy's a Levi or the second guy's a Yisrael? They might say the second guy's a Levi, but the third guy's a Yisrael. The second Levi could be looked at as a Yisrael. So then where do you have a, you don't know if it's an Heter. That Heter that the Gemara says that there's no Yotzim, I think will only work with two Kohanim. Might not work with three Aliyahs, with two Levim. Because people might still think the second one is a Levi. Is a Yisrael, the second Levi. The other tzad that I had was, but again, I think I don't think this is a tzad, is maybe the fellow can say, oh, ich bin Moichel. I'm Moichel. So I don't know if you have a right to be Moichel.
Who's Moichel?
The second Levi. The second Levi. I'm Moichel that you're not calling me Bitaras Levi. People might think I'm Yisrael. It's more important for me. There's 60 people in the room over here that came to watch me get an Aliyah, my Bar Mitzvah. I don't care. They should think I'm a Levi. They should think I'm Yisrael. They don't mind. I have people that call me up sometimes. Say, we'd like to join your shul. I'm a Kohen. I'm married to a Grusha. Can I join your shul? I say, yeah, you can join the shul. We can't give you any privileges of a Kohen because Halacha is a Kohen married to a Grusha. Can't duchen, can't call him as a Kohen. But, you know, it's a... Okay, the Baal Aveir, but you know, you won't be the only Baal Aveir in our shul. Yeah, sadly. So, you know, that's it is what it is. Right? So... I said to them, you can't have a, you know, you can't duchen and you can't get kohen. You know what they say to me? Rabbi, I'll live with that. You know, most of these people, they can live with it. It's not a big deal to them. So I won't duchen. I'm not so hon on duchening anyway. Yeah, my reading is not gilaldic. So I won't duchen. So I won't get kohen. So I won't get kohen. I'm married to this woman. Married to this woman. Don't blame me, Meshuggah. You're coming to me and saying, but you won't give me kohen and you won't let me duchen. So you won't let me duchen. Fine. But if you really have a right... Over here, as a person have a right to give up on his begam of kehuna, to say, I'm Michael that everybody should think I'm a Yisrael. Me as a, I'm not so sure that a person has a right to be Michael and to say, yes, really I'm a Levi. And everybody should know that I'm a Levi. Oh, but the Maisa, I want to be Michael my covenant. So, I don't know. I don't know if a person has a right. We're starting to run out of time, so I'm going to try to finish this quickly. The Taz in Sivkot and Tess says a very interesting thing. He says, Pigam only happens when there's something that's out of the ordinary. That means, let's say you're sitting in shul, and you see they're called a Kohen for Rishon, and now they're called a second Kohen for Sheni. There'll be a tumult in shul. What happened? What's going on? This guy's giving me a Kohen. Who's a Kohen? You know he's not a Kohen. Second guy's a Kohen, the first guy's a Kohen, how could you call two Kohanim? You can imagine there's going to be a great Zohar. Yeah? Says the Taz, that's where Pigam comes. But let's say it's not something that arouses any suspicions. The Taz over there says, for example, if you called a Kohen for Achron or a Levi for Achron, he says, that won't arouse any suspicions. It's after Shiva Kurim, and that's what he says. And from there we see you're allowed to call a Kohen or a Levi for Achron. Doesn't arouse any suspicions. So he says, okay, he's got the last Aliyah. Say, what? You say, but I'm not calling anybody after him, so it's not a begam. It's only when I called a kohen for shishi, and then I'm calling Yisrael afterwards. Well, is a kohen was a kohen really a kohen at shishi, or maybe not a kohen? But yeah, I called him Achron. Everybody's okay with it. Says the Taz, only when you do something that arouses everybody else's suspicion is there a problem of begam. Right. When everybody sits in shul and it looks normal, so it looks normal. Nobody's saying begam. So what we did is we called the Yisrael, this Levi, as a third Aliyah. So let's say his name was Yaakov ben Yitzchak, but we didn't call him as a Levi. Right. See, if we would have said Yamod, Yaakov ben Yitzchak, Levi, Shlishi, I would say, a Levi? Called a Levi for Shlishi? Then people are going to start talking. Then already it becomes a big thing. Are you talking? You called a Levi for Shlishi, you just called a Levi. So we called him Yaakov ben Yitzchak. Yamoid, the big Yamoid, and Yaakov ben Yitzchak Shlishi Chazak. And they called him up. So the Chevra that are his family, they don't know Biminu Ismailim. A Levi gets Sheini, a Levi gets Shlishi, a Levi can get Achron, he can get Revi, he can get Rishon. They won't know. Most of them didn't know Bechlal he was a Levi. Those that didn't know he was a Levi didn't know Bechlal that there was any change in the fact that we called him as a... You know, he's a Levi who got Shlishi. You know, they're like, oh, alright. It doesn't say anything to them. The Chevra in Beis HaMedrash, They didn't know he was a Levi either, because we never called him a Levi. And he's not from a family that's very prominent. No one knows who this guy is. He came, you called him, oh, Yama Yaakov Yitzchak Shlishi. Okay, Yaakov Yitzchak got Shlishi. It's not going to stand out in their mind. It's not going to be this big gam where everybody goes, how you talking, you called a Levi for Shlishi. Nobody asked me the question. Nobody knew he was a Levi. Three people knew he was a Levi. The Chazan, the Gab, and myself. We kept it quiet. So it says, then, according to that, the Tazra said there's no pagam. Because the pagam only exists when everybody's tumbling in Beis Medrash and saying, well, how could you do such a thing? You called a Levi for Shlishi, you just called another Levi. What, is he not a Levi? Is the first guy not a Levi? Then people start talking. Azari, nobody's talking. Okay, you called a guy Shlishi. You called a guy Shlishi. Nobody even realized. Nobody realized there was anything awry, there was something wrong. There, Evji could use the Taz to be Mekel. However, I mean, I'm not sure. Again, and we'll have to leave it here. There are a few more bits and pieces, but it is, it's 22. I don't like going over time. The other side, the only question where that would be is if people remember, they remember in Ksuvah, Shiyotsu Minumah Varosha Perua. I remember once there was a guy called Sam Echves. You got Aliyah, you got Shlishi. Maybe some people will remember years later, he got Shlishi, and then they'll bring down his Yuchsin because they say, I remember he got Shlishi, he must be Yisroel. So that might be a tzad, but I don't think there'll be people that will really remember in the future. You say to somebody, do you remember somebody's first aliyah? If there was nothing that was very, it was nothing exciting that happened then, yeah, he got an aliyah, whatever, he got an aliyah. Which aliyah did he get? Whatever aliyah he got, I don't know, he got an aliyah, he had his bar mitzvah, whatever. Nobody really remembers. You remember that first aliyah, it sticks out in your mind. If nothing big happened, as the Taz says, it doesn't stick out in your mind. So that's maybe one side we could use. There are other studying, but we'll have to finish here. That's one side we could maybe use to say that we're allowed to call up this fellow as Shlishi. And as Dan Rashi said, you had no choice. You had to call him for Shlishi. You had to find some kind of heter. So that's a partial heter. There are the heterim, but that's a partial heter. Have a very good day.